In this bulletin, a global effort aiming to raise $12.7 billion for a coronavirus vaccine, the National Cabinet meeting with New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern today, and in sport, Chinese swimmer Sun Yang appealing his 8-year ban. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. French President Emmanuel Macron says he's confident the United States will join an international pledge for research to find a vaccine against COVID-19. World leaders, banks and organisations pledged to give 7.4 billion euro during a video conference hosted by the European Union. Multiple countries have pledged funds, with France donating 500 million euro, Australia more than $350 million and Norway 1 billion US dollars. However, the US and Russia were absent from the meeting. Mr. Macron says he's spoken with US President Trump about the global initiative. Australian leaders are deliberating upon reopening the New Zealand border, along with short-term easing of social and economic COVID-19 restrictions at today's National Cabinet meeting. New Zealand Prime Minister joined Australia's federal, state and territory leaders via video link. Flights are not set to recommence in coming weeks, but Ms. Ardern has put forward the concept of a trans-Tasman travel bubble with the aim of reinvigorating the economies of both countries. Emerging from the meeting, Ms. Ardern says safety is a priority when it comes to any decision about resuming travel between the two countries.
This is not to get ahead of a decision. There are obviously within Australia still restrictions around domestic travel, and those are ultimately issues for Australia. I think simply the position that I would take on behalf of New Zealand is that when we feel comfortable and confident that we both won't receive cases from Australia, but equally that we won't export them, then that will be the time to move.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people displaying any symptoms of COVID-19 to get tested as the weather begins to cool. She says anyone with mild cold or flu symptoms should come forward for testing.
The numbers are still continuing to be just a handful, which is a positive sign. But as we're lifting restrictions in May, and as we look forward to lifting further restrictions beyond the ones that we've announced, we need to make sure there are more people getting tested so that we can control the virus, control the spread, and ensure that the vast majority of the community stay well away from this virus.
As of 8 p.m. last night, three more cases have been confirmed in the state, with a fourth case recorded today. Three of the cases are more staff members from the Newmarch House Aged Care Facility, which has seen 15 residents die from coronavirus. Victorian Treasurer Tim Pallas has announced $491 million in tax relief for businesses. He says Victoria is acting to complement and be consistent with the federal government's JobKeeper program. The announcement comes as 17 new cases have been confirmed in the state, bringing its total to over 1,400. 11 of the new cases are connected to a cluster at the Cedar Meats Abattoir in the suburb of Brooklyn in Melbourne's west. Moving overseas, and the World Health Organization says it has received no evidence from the United States government to support claims the coronavirus originated in a laboratory in the Chinese city of Wuhan. It comes after US President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said they've viewed evidence suggesting the virus could be from the Wuhan Institute of Virology Lab. Dr. Michael Ryan, World Health Organization Health Emergencies Program Director, says without evidence, the claim remains conjecture.
From our perspective, this remains speculative, but any evidence-based organisation, we would be very willing to receive any information that purports to the origin of the virus, because as Maria said, the origin of the virus is a very important piece of public health information for future control. So if that data and evidence is available, then it will be for the United States government to decide whether and when it can be shared. But it's difficult for WHO to operate in an information vacuum in that specific regard.
And the WHO is also rejecting allegations that it ignored early warnings from Taiwan about the coronavirus, insisting the island's email sent on December the 31st in 2019 was not a warning. To sport, and Chinese swimmer Sun Yang is making a last-ditch attempt for eligibility at the Tokyo Olympics by appealing against his 8-year ban. The 28-year-old was suspended in February after a drug test in September 2018 when a vial of his blood was destroyed by his mother. The Australian reports Yang's appeal was lodged to the Swiss Federal Court on April the 29th. Yang says the drug tester was not completely accredited to take the blood and claims the correct testing procedures were not adhered to. Let's have a look at the weather for the rest of today. A possible late storm in Perth, a top of 22. Fine weather in Adelaide, 20 degrees for you. Sunny as well in Melbourne, 18. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 17. In Canberra, 17 degrees as well, where it's sunny. It's sunny as well in Wollongong, 19. 21 in Sydney with a shower or two. Much the same in Newcastle. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane, 25 for you. A possible shower, 28 degrees in Cairns. And fine weather for Darwin, where it's 34 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.